inspiration, and sometimes even perspiration. We make you sweat up in here. We put you on so much pressure. I want y'all to know that, y'all don't shut down the superintendent's phone line. Did we find another number for the superintendent? Did we find another? They switch on a voicemail that said this scene has been closed down. But 404-802-2820.
Since he done closed down his phone number, let's start emailing him. Maybe they gonna shut that down too. It's SUPTOFFICE at atlanta.k12.ga.us. And we'll give you another number tomorrow. We intend to get justice for these children. It won't be said that we didn't fight for them. Justice will come when they have a school free of mold and don't have anything to worry about. I got a great group of attorneys here, and we want to introduce them to you. Y'all had so many questions for the last group panel. We're going to try to do this at least once a month, try to bring attorneys in areas of specialties that you don't necessarily get to hear from. So if you have a particular area of need for legal advice, just email me at db1380@gmail.com. We got my good friend, Attorney William Bodie, here. He helps to pull this together every month. Attorney Bodie, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Derek. How about you?
Well, man, I've been busy, but you've been busy, too. I've been catching you on the news lately up in Douglasville, keeping them real busy and honest up there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll talk about that a little bit later. Criminal defense attorney, give us your areas of expertise and the work that you do.
Major felony work, DUI cases, forfeiture cases, habeas corpus cases. Basically, if you get locked up and you feel like your attorney didn't represent you, we'll go in there and try to get you out.
All right, and you told us about you argued before the Supreme Court a forfeiture case. Has anything happened with that yet?
No, the Supreme Court has until March, April next year.
Okay, so March, April. Client had $64,000. They took the money.
Yes.
Did not ever charge him with anything, but said, we plan on keeping the money.
Exactly. It was no follow-up investigation, no criminal charges were ever brought, no drugs were ever found. And it's also, they're going to be a hot-button issue for the state capital as well for the politicians on the Hill.
I don't know how. That's a pretty simple. You have not charged me with any crime. I've lived long enough. This was a real grown man in his 40s. So I could have saved wrapped pennies for 40 years to get that money.
Well, they said that you basically can't walk around or drive around with that type of money. You should have it in the bank.
All right. Okay. You're right. And we're hearing all them about to fold up. I'm like Big Mama. Keep the money at home under the mattress. How you going to tell me where to put my money? Exactly. Unless you want to give me some, then you can tell me. If you want to give me some money, then you can tell. But anyway, workman's comp was a big issue. She's the president-elect of GABWA, the Georgia Association of Black Women Attorney. Tracy Benzo. Tracy, how you doing?
Very well.
Good, good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On your election. Workman Comp, tell us also what firm you're with. Are you a sole practitioner, private practice, or what?
I'm a partner at Hasner Law. I have the distinct honor and pleasure of representing injured workers across the entire state of Georgia.
All right. And also, we have Employment Law, Charlotte Rito. Charlotte, how are you?
Doing wonderful.
Pull that microphone close to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am doing absolutely wonderful.
All right. And what firm are you a sole practitioner?
Actually, I'm an attorney with the Schwartz Rollins Law Firm. And we do exclusively employment law.
Good, good. Because we had a lot of people, and I'm glad we were able to find, because people had employment law questions. Wills, estates, military, family law, Kedra Gotel. Kedra?
Hi.
Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't see your microphone. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And sole practitioner with the firm?
I have my own firm. I focus primarily on family law with a specific niche in areas of father's rights and estate planning.
Okay. All right. 404-892-2703. If you got any questions, let's just go around and look at some of these issues and let's talk about it a little bit. Tracy, let's start with Tracy Benzo. She specializes in workers' compensation. We are seeing a lot of commercials now, kind of all of a sudden. So you got to tell us what's happening in the field. If you need workers' comp, if you have been denied your Social Security benefits, if you got hurt at the job, what's with the proliferation of this area of expertise? Is it just have been an underserved area? Tell us some of the scenarios that you deal with in terms of workman comp situations.
Well, first, I just think maybe it's a marketing effort. I don't have any commercials out. I usually am referred most of my cases, and I've been handling these cases for over the last 12 or 13 years. I used to work for an insurance company, but I'm about serving the injured workers. So I handle cases from catastrophically injured, where I have people with lost limbs, they're blind, to lifting accidents where they lifted something at work and injured their back, or maybe they type at work and they have a repetitive motion injury, which means carpal tunnel. So I handle everything. If you're injured while you're doing something at work at a time you're supposed to be doing it, you have rights under Georgia law, and I'm here to talk about that today.
Give us some example. Let's just take the plant. I work at the dog food plant. That's one of the jobs I had.
Gotcha.
Growing up. And somebody has spilled their lunch, you know, soda on the floor, and I don't see it.
Okay, and you have
slip and fall. I fall down, and I hurt myself.
Okay.
And basically, they tell me to go get an ACE band and put it on my arm and, you know, go home, take half the day off. We're going to pay you for the rest of the day. And I find out that I have problems that persist. At what point should I seek an attorney, or how do I know that I can seek an attorney?
Well, let me tell you this. If you have a slip and fall at work, you're on the clock doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're covered under workers' comp. The first thing that I will tell you is that you need to let your supervisor or your manager know that you fell and you hurt yourself at work and what body part you hurt. Now, a lot of times people try to, you know, work through the pain that day, they go home, it gets worse. If you come back that next day, still report the injury. Under Georgia law, there's a notice provision, meaning you have to tell someone. It's 30 days, but you do have 1 year to file your claim. Now, if they give you an ACE bandage, you take an aspirin, you're still not feeling better, you do have the right to go to the doctor. Now, we can talk about that now. I don't know if you want me to move that over, because I'll keep going.
We're going to get to that. We got a little time, and I got four lawyers, so I know we got to work it all in. But definitely, we want to put a pin in. 404-892-2703. If you don't hurt yourself at work, you better call up here and get some free legal advice. We're taking your calls. Let's go to wills and estate. Big Mama done left. The diabetes done caught up with her. And she has left me with a house, a car, and she died intestate.
Okay.
She died without a will.
Well, if she died intestate, then there are specific state rules regarding laws of intestacy.
Yeah, but Big Mama wanted me to have the house and the car. That she, when she died, when she was passing the keys to me. Am I entitled to the house and the car?
Who are you in relation
to this? I'm Big Mama's favorite grandson.
Well, it depends on who our other heirs are. If she died with the surviving spouse.
She did, but he ain't no good.
under the laws of intestacy.
She drank looking and cheated on him.
under the laws of intestacy, then what Big Mama owned.
Tell us, first of all, intestate. I use it because I'm somewhat familiar with it. What does that mean?
It means that you die without a will.
And you know that's how us color folks leave here a lot of times. Too many of us do.
Well, a lot of us, not just colored people, but there are a lot of us who fail to plan, do any pre-death planning.
All right, let's talk about that specific. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell what happens when people die without a will and why they should have a will. And who should have a will? Does everyone need one?
And, absolutely.
Okay, and we want you to tell us why when we come back. 404-892-2703 is our phone number. We got several lawyers here, Attorney William Bodie, drug cases, criminal defense cases, personal injury. Workman comp, we have Tracy Benzo. Employment law, Attorney Charlotte Rido. I should remember that. Rido. And wills, and she's talking about why you need to have a will. Kedra Gotell, we're going to talk about that. Do you have a will? Who needs to have one and why you need to have one? That's coming up next. And any question you have regarding any area of law, they can answer. They'll do it. It's the Too Much Truth Legal Roundtable. Whatever you want to know, call us up. We're giving free legal advice. We won't even send you a bill by email or anything. We're going to just let you have it today for free for the next hour or so. 404-892-2703. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WLP.
Hi, my name is Judge Penny Brown Reynolds, and you're listening to Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Too much truth.
Everybody get up.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK welcomes Robin Thicke to the ATM.
What's up? This is Robin.